This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Matthew. What's bugging you?
Hey, morning, Bob. I'll tell you what's bothering me. There's a major election going on next Tuesday in Florida 6th. And I'm not really sure that I've heard a lot of coverage about it, and haven't heard many things about the issues that they're concerned about. Haven't heard about any debates and about the importance of maintaining this seat, given the fact that Mike Waltz gave it up and now he's having issues with this breach in security.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get on it. We've talked about it a little bit, but we'll. We'll re-examine the whole situation.
Randy Fine looking for that position.
Yeah, day. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a big Trump supporter and vice versa. Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, Lima. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I am aggravated with coming to work yesterday morning, and as I do my trip around Cala, gas prices were at $2.84. There's a certain gas station on 217th Street, a certain gas station, and they will jack the price up to $3.19 from $3.84 to $3.19, and then every other gas station follows, and it just aggravates me because them do it week after week after week, and you can't claim price gouging because we're not in a state of emergency, but they sure do like to take advantage of the people in Ocala.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes it could be the individual owner. They can set price, but a lot of times the wholesalers come in when they make the delivery. The adjustment on prices may bend, and there has been some volatility, and that's why you're seeing this fluctuation kind of up and down. And that's why you'll see different prices even at different times of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have to look at fuel like a stock, actually, because it can change. The whole thing of, well, you know, the gas was sitting in there. Doesn't matter. It has to do with basically you got to treat it like a stock value.
Yeah, whenever they get a new delivery, they adjust the price immediately in most cases.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be new fuel. It can be the old fuel. They will change the price on you.
Well, and it depends on what their agreement is. And if they're getting it from a wholesaler, are they part of a larger network, or are they, know what I mean?
But 284 to 319, that's huge.
Well, why didn't you pull over when it was 284? I mean, hell, that's my thing. I'm like, 284, six lanes of traffic. What's Bob doing? He's getting cheap gas.
But he only needs 2 gallons. It doesn't matter. It's cheap.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that, too. Sometimes you just don't need it. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me, I'm just thinking that Elon Musk is missing a great opportunity. You know, he could really increase Tesla sales by saying, hey, get a new Tesla, you get an NRA membership and a free Glock. That's what's bugging me.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Marketing there, Phil.
You get an Austrian sledgehammer thrown in. Yeah. No charge. I like it. I like what you're coming up with here. Yeah, and we could expand on that.
Oh, yeah. We'd go down that road. Absolutely.
So anything that's good for America.
I still love the meme that said, I wish Elon Musk would buy Harley Davidson just so we could watch all the people go vandalize motorcycles outside biker bars.
Hey,
I just read it. I didn't read it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You better watch your step.
But that would be funny.
Don't give the lunatics any ideas, please.
Yeah, good point.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, we feel your pain for not being invited onto Air Force One yet. We'll have to work on that. But what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for a while, is Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris. He was lying when he said he's a knucklehead some of the time. That guy's a knucklehead 24 hours a day.
I think when he is in knucklehead zone,
yeah,
he's peaked. That's like the best that you'll get out of him is when
and I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
And that is the best he can.
So he's a knucklehead at times, and when he's not,
yeah,
he's even worse.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
There has never been a more robust example of how demented and contradictory the left is than the terrorist attack on Tesla. You can't be for the environment and then by association attack with terrorist attacks the guy that is trying to help with that. God bless America.
Yeah. We're the builders, they're the destroyers, basically, is how it breaks down.
Not to mention you're causing pollution by, you know, catching vehicles on fire and throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yes.
That's bad for the environment. What's up with that?
Well,
hypocrites.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mercedes. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Great show, Bob. Where is the protester saying, look at all this waste money that we've been giving out for years and years and years, and nobody's been saying a single thing? Where's the protesters for that? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're the protesters. We voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We voted to make government more efficient. These are some of the things that we voted for. So we just want them to continue to take action.
Yep.
And Congress will need to act to reform the abilities that some of these judges have to basically have an injunction on something that is of a presidential order nationwide when they're just in charge of a district or a circuit. So that needs to be addressed, and the sooner the better, in my opinion. Good morning. Welcome. It is 7:27. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And we've got a lot coming up, including Nazis get better treatment. Details on that buffoonery coming up on 97.3 The Sky.